Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to our very first episode of Bachelor Happy Hours Golden Hour. I'm Kathy.
And I'm Susan, and you'll know us from The Golden Bachelor. Oh my goodness, can you believe they chose us?
It's amazing.
Who could make a better choice?
We are so excited to be here and share our thoughts on love and life. You know, we've lived a lot of years and we've learned so much, and being on the show taught us so much, and we just are so thrilled to have this opportunity to talk to you about our experiences. We want to hear your experiences.
Kathy,
of
I'm
love
a little
and
nervous,
life.
Nervous about what could come out of my mouth. Like, I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Wait,
you know me.
You're nervous
I'm
about what comes
here.
Out of your mouth? Really? Your mouth? I don't know. I think they
made a brilliant choice choosing us.
I think so too. And, you know, we have had such a crazy week because I don't know if y'all know this, but my son got married a week ago, and
we were talking, and
you're not even going to believe how this happens. I was talking to my son, Kyle, and his fiance about their wedding and planning it. And it's a second wedding for both my son and his fiance, Candy. So we were talking about who's going to marry you, where are you going to have the wedding? And my son said, you know, we're working on those details. And I said, actually jokingly, why don't you ask Susan? And he looked at me, said, I'll talk to Candy about that. That could be a really great idea. 30 seconds later, it was literally, it wasn't 3 minutes later, he called me and he said, we're in. And Susan flew from Philly, and we just had such a great time.
Where it was? It was at a winery. It was absolutely magical.
It had rained here all week. The sun came out. It was absolutely
Kathy
beautiful.
Got a little jelly, however, a little jealous because her granddaughter, oh my God, she is precious and she likes me.
They all like you, Susan. And y'all, do you remember the part that at the very beginning, my son picks up a rose and turns to his bride and says, Candy, will you accept this final rose? And of course, they had a videographer there. And what does Kathy say, forgetting that it's all being taped? Another rose I don't get.
That was supposed to be a surprise for you because I knew about it. And when I, after the opening and saying, good afternoon, everybody, thank you for coming and blah, blah, blah. I said, wait a minute. I think there's something Kyle wants to ask his bride. And he's looking at me like, where's the rose? It's right here.
So the next day, the wedding was incredible. The next day, we all go to a brewery to have a brunch, brewery and brunch. I don't know, but we did it.
It's a Texas thing.
And we're standing there and two women came up to Susan and me. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me and she said, you know, my mom passed away last year and you give me so much hope that my dad will find someone.
I think it was
like
September, right? Wasn't it September?
Yes, she just passed away. And her dad is 70. I didn't think it was the right time to say, is it too soon? Like, I'm 70, you know, send me his picture. But that is what we hope to do on this podcast. People, supporting people, hearing from people that we can give hope to and hearing their stories. And it's all about love.
It happens to me every day. I know it does to you in airports and the grocery store. For some reason, they'll just open up. And I love that I could have that effect on people. Just be you. There's something in there. And you feel it because of who we are, what we're saying, or watching us on the show. I love that people were moved by that. It is about not giving up.
It is. And I think that people need that in their lives today. There's so many tough things that we all deal with day in and day out. We all need to feel that hope and that authenticity, because that's how we go through life, with hope and enjoying every day. And if you don't have that,
and everybody,
you're missing.
That's what we're here for.
Susan, you and I, one thing we're both tall women. One thing we're not short on is advice.
Yes. I just need to follow my own sometimes. My intuition, I definitely, in my 60s, realized, don't fight your intuition. It's so right most of the time.
Are we giving advice here? Because you know what my first piece of advice is?
What?
When you see a red flag, you can't turn it into a white flag.
I always make it yellow. It's like the yellow light. You know, the green light, you buzz. The yellow light, I still go through. I should proceed with caution.
Proceed with caution. Susan sees a red light. She stops for about 2 seconds. It's going green. I'm just going to go ahead.
I love life. I really do.
And we're hoping that we find love. In case anyone doesn't remember, we are still looking for love. But I just want to ask you a question. Susan, the finale. Come on. From a wedding to a finale.
Every time Jesse says, and he does say this a lot, you're never going to believe it. The best finale you've ever seen. I've heard it 100 times. Only this time it was real. How about how beautiful Daisy, I'm so proud of her. As a matter of fact, I DM'd her last night and told her how proud I was.
She
was amazing.
She exemplifies grace and beauty. She didn't get the guy, but how beautiful. When she said those words, I'm telling you, Susan, it sticks out in my mind. If I can love the wrong person that much, imagine how I can love the right person. I mean, Priceless. Listen, you're always crying, always.
Not always.
That made me cry.
I mean, I know. I saw you. I saw you. Kathy actually teared up.
How happy did they look?
Oh, amazing. So just being there from Women Tell All and now this, and having some of our other buddies from the Goldens there as well. Yeah. It was like a reunion every time. But to watch the girls and listen to Daisy speak, it was incredible. Not even talking about the end.
it's just. I mean, I think we're so lucky. We got to be at the Women's Tell All and Final Rose, and to see the emotions on these girls' faces. If any of you out there doubt that these girls know how to love, and these girls really wanted to find love, I mean, I don't know about you, Susan, but come on, doesn't it make you just
We all wanted to find love. That's why we went on our show and we were in the friend zone. However, I believe in the process and obviously that shows.
Well, I want to talk about you finding love for a minute because you almost bowled me over to get to Kelsey's dad, Mark.
Isn't he a handsome man and a very of the whole family is beautiful. His youngest son was like, Susan, I'm one of your biggest fans. Can we take a picture? I felt bad for the sister and the younger brother. So I'm posing with everybody, taking pictures.
He's too young, Susan. He's too young.
Whatever. What's too young, Kathy?
We'll talk about it later. It's coming up.
No, we can talk about it right now. What's too young, Kathy?
Well, I'm going to go with 10 years. Where are you going?
Oh, I'd go 12.
No. Yeah, okay.
But I don't know how old the man is. I really don't.
He's
but we had a
60.
Nice conversation. He's a lovely man. And
I wouldn't know, Susan. I would know. I didn't get a chance.
That's your problem. Oh, Leslie did. I was standing there talking, boop, 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 boop. Here she comes, little miss. right up in there.
Leslie deserves love, too. Leslie
how handsome of a man, but well spoken. And I had said, complimented him on what a beautiful job he did raising his daughter, Kelsey. And you know what he said, Kathy?
What?
I can't take the credit for that. That's all her mother. I just didn't have to ruin it. I just was trying not to ruin. I said, you did a wonderful job.
He did. What? He did.
A beautiful, beautiful family.
It's not coincidence that these two, Joey and Kelsey, love each other the way they do because the love from their families, it just exuded from each one of them. And I don't know. Speaking of them, do you just wish them? I think they're going to get married. What do you think?
Oh, gosh. Eventually. Yes, definitely. They're so in love. But wait, let's go back for 1 second. Watching the show, okay, when Daisy, did you feel like the last time they were together, the way he was looking at her? I felt the vibe. I knew myself that it wasn't going to be Daisy. And I love the fact that she recognized it. But how about her going to Kelsey's room?
I know. Well,
that was beautiful.
It was beautiful. But the whole thing, them riding in the car together.
That's real friendship.
Susan, are you going to do that for me? Are you going to ride?
I think we did that already. Look at us. We're inseparable now.
I thought, as you said, the love for those two girls that they have for each other, all the girls, I think that's what another thing that makes finding love on The Bachelor just so heartwarming. People realize that this is their chance and it's their chance to find friendship. It's their chance to find true love. I mean, I keep saying.
And they did. They did. Joey picked the right girl for him.
Do you think
I saw them on
engagement?
Good Morning America and she spikes up. She's not shy. I love that about Kelsey. She speaks right up and makes him laugh. They were doing this game, guessing his favorite food. And he goes, that's what I was going to write, but I wrote this instead. It was supposed to be pizza. And she goes, wait.
But they're an amazing couple. But, you know, there's been a lot of bachelors. I think Kelsey is amazing. I want her hair, by the way. I want all of them. Those girls have gorgeous hair. But I think what makes Joey... I was thinking about it. What makes him such a standout bachelor? He listened to each of those girls. He really made them feel heard. Mm-hmm. He valued them. He didn't want to hurt any of them.
Kathy, what about when he was sitting with Daisy and he wanted to know all about her cochlear implant? He was touching it, feeling it, trying to understand it. Like you said, paying attention.
And at the final rose, when she said she left a happier, stronger woman, to me, that is such a gift of this show. You know, not everyone's going to find love. But she walked away happier and stronger and a beautiful woman who's
absolutely
ready to move on with life.
Just like us. What did we get out of our show?
We got friendship.
But not only that, but self-love. You know who you are now. We stepped out of our comfort zone, I don't know how many times on our season. And it just makes you 100% okay with yourself, who you are. Totally authentic.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you and I, on a scale of 1 to 10, have probably always been pretty authentic.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think it did make this being on the show made me feel, and watching the final rose, it just affirmed that we are who we are. And that's what getting older is about, is just accepting who you are.
I loved it about these young ladies. They were all true to themselves.
Yeah.
And he made the right choice.
For sure.
And he's a 10 on the hot scale. Definitely a 10.
11. So wait, two things. Do you think you're going to marry them? Because we know you are a wedding officiant.
Oh, I'll be haunting them. Yes.
I'm going to be the maid of honor.
Wait, how about seeing Charity and Dalton? When I saw them and I spoke to them for a little bit, I said, wait, are we having two weddings? One in Nigeria. Does that mean I get to come to Nigeria? He said, we're working on that.
I love it. You know, that's the happily ever afters that these people find. It should make everyone believe in love. That's what I say. Speaking of finding love, next Bachelorette, what do you think?
Oh, isn't she adorable? But she seems more, she talked about when she did the shots, like how they do in their family, and we all had a
shot. Can I just say, my perfect evening, beautiful women talking about love and getting to do a shot. Check,
wait,
check,
remember,
check.
Remember when we got them and you started to sip and they said, no, not yet. This is for a toast. And thanks, then Susan. When we had to do it, I switched with Kathy because I don't like it. So hers was half gone. So I gave her my full one.
Who doesn't like whiskey? What's wrong with you?
Oh, me.
But yeah, seriously, no. I think she's going to be great. You know, our first Asian bachelorette. She's beautiful. She's smart. She wants to find love. I think it's going to be another great season.
Absolutely. Although Joey Seaton's going to be a hard act to follow, I have to admit. That was a great season. And the ending, people will remember this forever.
They will.
Ever. So speaking of couples.
Yes.
Tell me about your life, Kathy, about your marriage.
Is this really? All right, we're going down.
Well, we're going to get to know a little bit about each other now.
Okay, here we go, Bachelor Nation. You're going to get to know us. So most of you know I was married for over 45 years, have three great children, two fabulous granddaughters. You know, my husband died by suicide 5 years ago. I think that, you know, people talk about having life-changing moments in your life. Obviously, for me, that was one of them. But I think, Susan, that's when I really learned. I was married at 20. I am 70 years old.
You were a baby.
I was a baby. What do I know about myself now is really marked by that his death, because I learned truly that I can stand on my own two feet. I can do anything. I believe in myself now. And, you know, as much as I want to find love, that's what I know about myself.
Tell me, what did you learn about men being married? Is there anything specific you could shout out? Well, men are, you know.
Well, come on. I had to raise my husband. I mean, he was a baby too. I think, you know, men love to be adored. I think that the one thing I've learned about marriage, it's the big C, compassion and communication.
Communication is key.
Okay, your turn,
and not
girlfriend.
Not only adored, they need to be acknowledged. That was one of the mistakes I made in my marriage, and I won't do again. And I learned from it is acknowledgement. Like when even the little things, men like to be appreciated and they like to be told, oh, thank you for doing this today or whatever, even minor things. If they carried up the laundry for you, say something.
Carry up
just
the laundry?
Be a step ahead. Anything they do, they want to be acknowledged.
Yeah. You know, I will say maybe you just remind me of something. I think the biggest lesson I learned about my marriage, compromise. You have to compromise.
And compromise, I honestly, and communicate. There's your C's again.
Yep. There are my C's. I don't think I compromised enough in my marriage, but I don't know.
So Kathy, going back into the dating world, I mean, besides the show, just getting out there again, what's your feel on this whole thing?
It's hard, Susan. It's really hard. By the way, if anyone's listening, Susan and I still are available.
Will take a request. You can send in your dad's picture or your pop-pop, maybe the hot guy next door.
Wait, but could I get one first? That's all I want to know. I mean, if you push me out the way you did with Kelsey's dad, I don't have a chance. I'm screwed.
So wait, what are the traits that you're looking for? Are we different?
Okay.
I mean, okay, let's go.
I think we both like tall men.
Absolutely.
Tall?
I definitely don't want to feel heavier or bigger than the guy. You know what I mean? I like a bigger guy.
I mean, come on. Chemistry is important. I don't care if you're 770 or 700. Chemistry is important. So, but you know what? For me, the guy I'm looking for now is not the guy I was looking for when I was 20. I mean, I don't know what that guy was thinking when
I
was 20.
Best statement you've made so far. That is so correct.
Oh, I thought the best statement was get out of the way if I'm trying to meet Kelsey's dad, but never mind. Go ahead.
In your world, that would be the best, but you're absolutely right. It's totally different what I'm looking for now.
Okay.
And before, it was more about lust and looks and sex and, you know, making you feel amazing. Now,
are you sure you've changed?
Well, no, I'm not excusing those things. They're very important. However, at this stage of the game, somebody that can love me, you know, we have big personalities, but I'm a mush-mush, as everybody knows, because I cry all the time. But I want somebody that appreciates me for who I am and likewise. And be comfortable with me having a big mouth.
Okay. Well, That's fair. We are who we are. People have to accept us for who we are. I want someone with who loves adventure. We're not raising kids anymore, right?
You got
but
that.
But Susan, you don't think I'm letting you off the hot seat, do you?
Why?
You didn't tell me about your marriage. Give it up, girl. I had to. Your turn.
Dickie and I are still good friends. We really are. Most people don't get it. Like if I'm in a relationship at Christmas or holidays, Dickie's there with all my kids, my grandkids, and so is the man I'm involved with. Right now, I haven't had anybody in quite some time, but we are okay, and we are still friends. I still care about him. We share children together. We share grandchildren together, and we are in the same environment a lot.
So are you afraid? Are you afraid to find love again? Like how would that look for you?
Oh, absolutely not. I am so open. I really, really am. However, what's changed about me prior to going on the show? I was on every dating site. And if there's a particular one that you guys out there think is better, please DM me. Because I want to know. Maybe there's one that I missed.
You know what? The dating sites are going to DM you. The men are going to DM me. But carry on. Carry on.
I found it was... like the kids today. It's okay with everybody to just do a one-night hookup and go on to the next one. Or you get ghosted, which is beyond me. To me, that was being stood up, and that's happened a few times.
Gaslighting. All these terms. Gaslighting.
Gaslight. That's the new word, I guess.
No, the I'm new old. One's Riz. Do you have Riz? I mean, come on. It's like we can't even understand the terminology today.
I know.
But I want to know. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to do it to you again.
Yeah, here she goes, people.
Well, you know what? People have inquiring minds. They want to know, Susan.
Okay.
How soon would you move in with a guy? If you met Mr. Right, how soon?
Ooh, so I fall in love fast, hard. But I realized today that's not just real love. Real love to me is finding your best friend and being okay with his faults, your faults, compromising. So it would depend on the feeling. I mean, I'm not getting any younger. I am 67.
Do you want to get married again?
I've been 67 for not even a month yet. I still have days left.
Okay, rub it in your younger
yes,
than
I absolutely want to be with someone and grow old with someone.
That's not what I asked. That's not what I asked. Would you get married again?
If it's right, yes.
Okay. Can I officiate at your wedding?
Oh, God help me. I could marry myself. You know that, right?
Really?
I am legal, Beagle. Yeah, I could do my own ceremony. Not that I would. I wouldn't.
Okay, if I'm just stunned marrying yourself. That's a whole other can of worms. So tell me something. Your marriage didn't end the way you wanted it to. Honestly, for me, I think it's going to be a little harder for me on the dating scene only because I had a great marriage. It wasn't
you can't
perfect.
Compare.
There
right.
is no such thing as a perfect marriage.
Right.
But I had a great guy who loved me and I loved him. And I think for me, dating is going to look really different because...
Do you believe in soulmates, Kat?
I do believe in soulmates. I think that... We're gonna have the sex talk now, Susan.
When you're young, how do we get from soulmates to sex?
Because one goes with the other. Because if you're a soulmate, you share everything, right?
Yes, this is true. This is true. But look at our age, okay? And men our age, you got to think about things that come with this man. We're getting older. Say he's 75. We got to think about: do we want to be a caretaker? Are we comfortable with that? Things. Of that nature.
Yeah, well, a nurse or a purse, I mean, but I really can't be a nurse if we're getting down to it. But truly, I feel like if I'm dating a guy, I want someone, intimacy looks different at our age. Let's be honest. It does, right?
It's not just sex even. A makeout session.
Even just the way you hold somebody.
They have to know how to kiss, okay? I could give lessons.
Oh, now we're getting into
I'm
your
professional tricks. When it comes to kissing. Yes. A man that tells you they know how to kiss and they come in and you're like, oh, jeez, that is not kissing.
All right, so wait, your guy's got to be tall. He's got to know how to kiss.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Yes. And affection. That's what I miss the most.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'll tell you, I'm being honest. You and I have both learned to be, we are independent women. We're absolutely strong personalities, no question. But, you know, both of us, you've seen me and the world has seen you cry and show emotion. Oh, but you know what? Yeah. I show a lot of emotion, too. It's just not as readily apparent. And I want that guy who can laugh with me,
yes,
not at me, with me and have those intimate moments where, you know, we go from kayaking and skiing to sitting in front of a fire or watching a
and
sunset.
And holding hands. Holding my hands. best moment. I was in a diner some years ago and there was this
Gary's Diner?
No, older couple, late 80s maybe, and they were sitting on the same side of the booth. And when they got up, she had a walker and he still held her hand. That's what I'm looking for. That affection, that kindness, and somebody that likes to travel a little bit.
Oh,
like,
travel,
I don't want to give
sure
that up.
For sure. You know, I've dated, are you going to, well, I was going to ask you what your worst date is, but then you're going to ask me and
yeah, we're not going to go there.
We're not going to go there. All right. But I would, traveling's important. I guess what I'm saying is it's never too late. I don't feel like it's too late to find love. I think
I believe in happily ever after.
So
still.
Do I.
Hopeless,
so do I.
Romantic. And I've been there twice, okay? I have to admit, my first marriage, I don't count it. It was only 8
wait
months.
Wait a minute. Back up.
It was 8 months.
It counts,
that's
Susan.
It
counts.
Count. 8 months married to the mob, so to speak. I don't know. Maybe I should be on the wives show. I don't know. But it was, I was extremely young and jumped in and jumped out just as fast. We didn't have children or anything like that. And whoa.
You know what they say for you, Susan? Third time's the charm.
That's what I believe.
I think you and I have a great opportunity here. Do you want to know what it is?
What's that?
Think of it. You and I, we can be each other's wing woman.
Oh, geez, I'm scared.
Oh, come on. We can do it. We can do it. We'll go to a bar. Oh. We'll go out. We can go. We could figure it out. Can you imagine?
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Something fun we can do on this podcast.
All right.
People out there, let me know what you think. What if we create some kind of a dating profile that we'll share with everybody on social media? And then you can submit people that you're thinking of, because which already happened to me. I DM'd the other day.
Your DMs are full?
They're definitely not full. This was from a young lady that said her dad is single and he lives close by. What do you do with that? I didn't know what to say. I can tell what you do.
You find out if he's tall and he wants to have sex. That's your criteria.
How do you ask for a picture? You know what I mean?
Well, you know.
I'm not dating at the moment. Because I like this idea.
I think people should write in and send us DMs of people, and then I'll pick one for you. You'll pick one for me.
Now they have to be age appropriate.
Okay.
And they had to hear what we said on our kind of a man. Like, try to get as close to what we want. Ma'am, Kath, we might open our own dating service after this.
Wait, could you imagine? We could have our own show. We found love on our podcast, Golden Hour, and then we're getting married. You're going to marry. It could be a whole thing.
Where did you meet? On the Golden Hour.
On Golden Hour. That'd be fabulous.
I love it. I absolutely love it. But you never know. I could look at your entries, if you will, and said, would you be willing to go on a blind date if I picked him?
Would I?
Yes.
Absolutely. Because you know me and I know you. Would you go? Would you let me pick one for you?
I think so.
Oh, wait a second. Seriously? You think? Let me tell everyone the way this is really going to work. You're going to send in DMs. Susan's going to cull through them first. She's going to say, I want that one, that one, that one, that
one. I'm going to pull aside all the ones that I like.
It's feeling like Kelsey's dad all over again. Here's what we're going to do. They're going to DM me some. They're going to DM you some. And maybe we can trade.
Are they going to DM you some for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, I don't have a chance.
I'll try anything once, twice if I like it.
Susan.
Okay. We're in trouble now. So people.
I think they need to DM. Wait, I rethought it. DM me. Don't DM Susan because I'll never see him. DM the Bachelor Happy Hour Instagram page. That's a better idea.
So the world's going to see what our choices are?
Well, that's right. And then I have a chance. I have a chance, Susan. I'll have a chance. Okay.
I look forward to it, Kathy. And I really look forward, everybody, giving us questions, giving us your thoughts, and what you think. And then we'll tell you you're wrong, probably, but no, I'm teasing.
I think that we are here not just to share our lives and what's going on, but we really want to hear from everyone else. We want to know what's going on in your lives because you may feel like nothing is going right in your life and you're alone. We all feel that way sometimes. And it's just not true.
The whole process of growing older, Kathy, and we both agree on this, is not believing it's over. It's never over.
It might
be the best chapter.
Wait, you and I've talked about this, Susan. This is going to be the best chapter. It already is the best chapter of our lives. And no one should ever feel hopeless or give up. There's so much of life to live. We only get this one ride, folks. Only right. one time. Make you got to live it to
and
your
those
best.
Those of you out there that are hearing us right now, I hope you're smiling. I hope you're getting up and moving around and just embrace what's left. Enjoy every moment.
Because there's a lot left.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our very first, and we did it, Kathy, Bachelor Happy Hours, Golden Hour.
We did it. It was so much fun. I hope you all enjoyed it as much as we did. We hope that you'll follow us as we have episodes coming out every week. So you're not going to want to miss it, folks, because we have great guests coming up and it's going to be fun, informative. Yes. Please tune in.
And please don't forget to submit your questions because we really want to know what's going on in your life. Not just our life. We'll share with you. You share with us. That's what makes this roll. That's what makes it work.
And it's going to be great fun. So listen to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next week.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.